I am Shadowfax, and this is the Alter Aeon Fall 2015 Update audio presentation. Since our last update, we have had two events. The first was the Labor Daber weekend mini-event, where we reopened the Puzzlewood survival area from the Summer Solstice celebration and had several gods run death marches through it. I want to take this opportunity to thank my peers, Morpheus, Gondor, Boreas, and Alvis, for taking time to help with the event. I just posted a log file of my march through the Puzzlewood a few days ago on the Lawful Evil website. That's www.lawful-evil.org. We have a treasure trove of game-related content there, and also resources for Alter Aeon Productions. The second event was this year's Halloween Havoc, hosted by none other than our local dream god, Morpheus. Morpheus is well known for his high-quality holiday events, and this year was no exception. It featured a strong storyline, several interconnected event areas, and an addition to the Nightmare Plane. I only got to play through the first day's quest myself, yet Morpheus had sent me the details of the entire event, so I can say that it was stellar work. Morpheus is already working on an event for December. Details will be forthcoming, so make sure you look for that announcement. You will not want to miss out. We rolled out a tool for Morpheus which will prove useful for future events, the single player instance. I was also considering converting the Tower of Power into a single player instance, and perhaps building similar tournament areas to challenge the various caster classes. We also got to showcase our improved mob auto-leveling code. Look up the word auto-level in the game's help files. I plan on converting at least 3 zones into auto-level areas soon. The Temple of Schlein, the Temple of Magar, and the Obsidian Trolls. I may do additional areas as well. For the remainder of this year, I plan on working primarily to build the Isle of Naggy Nog. Of the 2 zones I have yet to complete, I'm about 90% done with one and 25% done with the other. My brother and wife, Drock and Kagome, are also diligently doing their parts to finish the island areas. If we keep up the current pace, between 10 and 12 zones should be ready to go by the end of the year. Most of my coding lately has been tied directly to my building efforts, such as the various job updates. I also added new hooks so mobs can intelligently use several skills, such as flanking, knockback, shadow blades, and potion throwing. The new ally code will allow characters to use most area effect spells while fighting in groups without hurting one another, which should let players do escort quests without harming their charges, and let spellcasting mobs yield better experience when defeated. On my agenda for next year is reinforcing the tanking group role so that it returns better XP. Denton has the building blocks of additional tanking skills already in place, and I have some ideas about making the skills Protect and Tank interact better with one another, and even some limited tanking options for the Thief class. Other things I've been considering for next year were developing an Alter Aeon app for mobile devices, and apps for communication between in-game channels and our social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. That does it for this quarterly update. Thanks for listening, and happy mudding!